Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Did you know that our country has one of the worst traffic safety records in the world? If you do, you probably would not be surprised to also learn that South Carolina drivers cause the most traffic accidents in the country, which gives our state the highest traffic fatality rate as well. And this statistic keeps our next guest very busy. Amy Johnson Ely is Executive Director of the Palmetto Cycling Coalition. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. And a disclaimer, I am a member of the PCC. Amy, welcome back to the program.
Hi.
So tell us about the Palmetto Cycling Coalition.
We have been around for just about 25 years so far. And we started out as just a bicycle advocacy organization. Within the past 10 years, we evolved into a bit more of a broader organization working with bike and pedestrian safety.
And now I've interviewed you a few times over the past several years. Give us an idea of how things have progressed in our state over the past few years towards meeting your goals of more pedestrian and bicycle-friendly transportation alleys.
I think since then, trails have really taken off. There's been a big spike in popularity with trails. The pandemic opened up a huge awareness. There's just been more of an awareness, I think, about the need for safer biking and walking. So that seems to be sort of what's been happening culturally. But in 2021, DOT actually passed. We see this as a huge success. Our South Carolina Department of Transportation adopted a state complete streets policy, which means that they will be making many changes throughout all the processes that they have to enable more infrastructure and using, you know, their federal and state dollars effectively for better infrastructure, for better biking and walking.
Now, I led off the program today with commentary about our state's pretty sad traffic accident record. Yeah. And is this something that, these are car accidents, but a lot of times this involves people that you are working for, bicyclists and pedestrians?
Very much so. So the New York Times reported recently that the United States really has consistently had a pretty poor traffic safety ranking across the developed world. That's pretty troubling. And South Carolina, per vehicle miles traveled, has had the number one highest crash rate in the country. That kind of puts us in a spotlight. And pedestrian ranking, I think we are third worst in the country. Our state is, and bike safety ranking, we're sixth worst.
And I understand that one of the things that this statistic has led to is a big push towards a hands-free bill to try to curb some of the distracted driving that occurs?
Yes. So for the last 6 years, there's been a real concerted effort to formulate some legislation and convince the powers that be to pass that. Hasn't passed yet, but we've got a statistic from the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety that says that when laws like that are passed, that they reduce fatalities on our roads by 10%. So South Carolina has about 1,000 fatalities a year. So what that means is that by passing a hands-free law, that we would save roughly 100 lives every year. And so there are so many more injuries that would be reduced too. So that impacts how much we pay for car insurance and how much we pay for, you know, our own health care. There's kind of a lot of impact.
Do our neighboring states, North Carolina and Georgia, have something already in place?
Yes. So Georgia does. They passed a law a couple of years ago. And the bill that's currently in the South Carolina state legislature, I believe, is modeled after the Georgia law. But roughly half the states in the country currently have a strong primary enforcement hands-free law.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and thanks for that update.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Amy Johnson Ely is Executive Director of the Palmetto Cycling Coalition in Columbia. And a disclaimer, I am a member of the PCC, and we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.